This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
Hour number two of the program, and I'm really looking forward to this interview. Unfortunately, we had a technical problem. What was it, 2 or 3 weeks back when we originally had scheduled Jim Vieira to be with us. And the title of the book is Giants on Record, America's Hidden History, Secrets in the Mounds and the Smithsonian Files. And I'll tell you why this topic has always been so very fascinating to me. I don't know why the scientific community wants to keep this a secret. What is the reason that we can see giant dinosaur bones, but we can't see the bones of human giants? And these are individuals that once walked the earth that were 10 foot tall, in some cases much taller than that. Of course, if we go back to the Bible, we have the story of David and Goliath, but there were also quite a few other references to giants in the Bible. Our good friend L.A. Marzulli has been with us. His theory is that the giants are part of the fallen angels, the Nephilim. When they had sex with human women, their offspring were these giants. I don't know. It's just a very fascinating topic. And Jim Vieira joins us tonight. He's a stonemason, researcher, and writer, and a great speaker, by the way. Check him out on YouTube. His name is spelled V-I-E-I-R-A. You'll find a bunch of talks that he has done on YouTube as well. And Jim Vieira, welcome to Jim Paris Live for the first time.
Thank you for having me, Jim. Thanks for the nice intro. I appreciate it.
Hey, well, let me start. You know, we have a Christian audience. I'm a Christian. I did look in your book, and there are references to the Bible in here. How far back do you take a look at this whole phenomenon of giants? Are you of the same mindset as our friend L.A. Marzulli, that this is a result of angels mating with human women, and these were the offsprings? Do you have an explanation sort of the beginning of these giants?
Yeah, no, it's a very good question. I wish I had a time machine to tell you the truth, but in lieu of that, I think myself and my co-author, Hugh Newman, who wrote the book Giants on Record, and we did a TV show for the History Channel, 6 episodes, called Search for the Lost Giants. It's more we're trying to take in basically all the different theories and let people make up their own mind about, you know, what the evidence suggests. And I work with professional anthropologists and archaeologists. I try to include all sides in the debate. And, you know, we may not agree on these things, but, you know, I just find it, you know, I'll give you in a nutshell what has driven me to investigate this. Is I started studying Native American stonework in New England. I'm a stonemason. I really was amazed at the level of sophistication of Native civilizations building earthen pyramids, geometric forms, stonework all around the country. And I started to find these accounts of enormous skeletons being unearthed by some of the most respected scientists in the country for like a 100-year span, from like the 1850s to the 1950s. And then I realized that all the great early explorers talked about in their chronicles encountering giants: Magellan, DeSoto, John Smith, John Lawson, Vespucci, Francis Drake. And then you have the religious texts like the Bible. They're not just talking about unicorns and fairies. They're talking about specific accounts when Moses sends out his scouts, or the giant of Gath in Samuel 21:20, I think, having six fingers and six toes and being a giant. And then you have
the had red hair, right? And two sets of teeth. Is that the case also?
Well, that is another thing, that these anatomic anomalies, like double rows of teeth, are often associated with giants. And it's another fascinating aspect. You go out to the Southwest, and all the Native American petroglyph sites have giant hands and feet with six fingers and six toes, and whether it's a warning or hearkening to the past. And, like, I've talked to so many tribal leaders, and there's so many early scientists would write down the Native American oral histories, and they would all tell the same story of a great flood of giants. And like a comparative mythologist would come to the planet and for instance, and just look and see that the indigenous oral histories are telling a vastly different story than science is telling us. And that includes giants and little people, including the great mystics like Edgar Cayce and Rudolf Steiner, and the Freemasons and the Rosicrucians. So you have
Jim, if I could jump in here, so we can tell people, make this clear. When we talk about giants, we're not talking about, if you remember the former NBA center Manute Bol, who is this like really skinny guy who is like 7'6", I believe. We're not talking about really tiny, skinny, tall. We're talking about enormous human beings. These people are, as much as they are tall, they are big, meaning structurally they are like us, normal sized human beings, but on a much larger scale in every single way. Are we not talking about much, much bigger hands, much bigger heads, much bigger, for example, shoulder blades? I mean, these are enormous individuals.
Absolutely. That's a very good point. Proportionality, massiveness, enormous jawbones that could fit over the face of the finder. We're not talking about like, oh, so what? You know, there was a guy in the NBA, you know, who's 7'2", 7'6". The moral of the story is that there are very few people who grow to be over 7 foot tall. And if you look at the records, including the Smithsonian ethnology reports from the late 1800s, there are dozens of accounts in academic literature of 7 foot and taller skeletons being unearthed, sometimes enormously huge. And the town and county histories all around the country have embedded them, like obscurely written about in all these accounts by noted historians, of jawbones fitting over the face and enormous skulls. And it's just the most astonishing thing. We've put together over with a series of researchers like Ross Hamilton and Micah Ewers, and Hugh and I have put together over 1,000 accounts of 7 foot and taller skeletons in the historical documents. And it's the most stunning thing because it flies in the face of modern anthropological theory.
Now, when we talk about height, you're talking about 7 foot, 8 foot tall. What would be the largest end of the spectrum that you've been able to find so far? Are we talking about 7 and 8 foot, or are we talking even taller than that?
We're talking, you know, there are accounts of 9 and 10 and 11 foot tall, several 18 foot tall, which is, you know, it can stretch the imagination. We're just, you know, it's funny because one of the accounts actually of an 18 foot tall skeleton notes a kind of unique and obscure Native American burial technique where the skeleton was in a sitting position facing the east, buried in that form. And a couple of years ago in Egypt, they found a skeleton buried in a seating position facing the east in the same way that was 35,000 years old. So it seems to be a technique that's passed down through, you know, through the ages. But the moral of the story is these things are dismissed as hoaxes or mastodon bones or misidentifications, but it's not. These are human burials. There is a mystery here. Whatever you think of it, especially if you read the book or you look into the subject, it's a fascinating mystery that...
Yeah, and because we don't hear about this in school, why don't we see these bones on display at museums next to the dinosaurs? We'll get into all of this for the hour. Our guest is Jim Vieira. The book is Giants, And this show is going to be really, really big. No pun intended. Stay tuned. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
This hour, my guest is Jim Vieira. He is the author of Giants. And we're going to be talking about Giants for the hour. Probably after our next break, we'll take some questions. So you can ask questions by email, jim@christianmoney.com, jim@christianmoney.com, or you can write down the number, 877-317-6432, 877-317-6432. Jim, The book, I guess this book is available on Amazon. Also, you can get it as a Kindle version. Is that right?
Correct. Yes.
Okay, so people can get it there. All right. Now, this is the one question, the big question I had, you know, in booking you and everything. My producer was telling me that one of the things you wanted to get into is the so-called cover-up about all of this. And this is what confuses me. We can go to the Field Museum in Chicago and see these giant, massive structures, you know, dinosaurs and all of that. What is the fear of the scientific community if, let's say, we went to a museum that was filled with bones of giants and we saw that? Why? What are they thinking we would do that we would say, oh my goodness, giants once lived. Let's all, you know, run into the ocean and kill ourselves. I mean, I understand the idea with the UFO thing. The UFO people say if people knew there were UFOs, maybe they'd wonder if there wasn't really a God. Who knows what people might do? It would destroy the moral fabric of society. But how do we explain this cover-up? Because Ellie Marzulli has brought the same thing up on this show before, that the Smithsonian takes these bones and they put them away in storage. They don't want people to know about this. What are they afraid of?
I would say, well, first of all, you made a good point about megafauna and megaflora. Like in the late Pleistocene age on the Earth, we had, you know, beavers as big as VW bugs, and we had giant lizards and giant sloths, and you know, humans were never thought of as being enormous for some, you know, for some reason. I would say that in the late 1800s, science wrestled away control from religion in a certain sense. There was a war of science versus religion, and you see it with the Cardiff giant. There was some the guy was kind of an a-hole who made up the Cardiff giant because he was trying to belittle some Christians who had these beliefs about giants. So it was like, you know, this paradigm shift where, no, science is going to bring in reason you know, get the superstition out of scientific inquiry. That was the thought of the scientists at that time. So you basically, you know, once you get a well-trodden path and you have everything in place, there's no vested interest to introduce new evidence. You know, like, science is very slow. It changes in slow increments.
So and what you're saying is that the narrative was all along that these stories of giants from the Bible, for example, that this is just mythology and that these giants really never existed. And then all of a sudden, to spoil the party, they start finding giant bones, and now we have a problem. We either have to admit we were wrong and that these giants really did exist, and if these giants really did exist, maybe some of the other biblical narrative is true as well. And you know what? It's easier just not to go there.
Absolutely. And you look at, like, the Bible, for instance. It talks about a great flood. Now, I happen to think that flood was 12,000 years ago. I think the Bible's pinning it down like 4,000 years ago. But, you know, not to get in an age debate, but I really think the flood they're speaking of in the Bible is about 12,000 years ago. And, you know, there are events that happen that are described in religious documents, not just the Bible, and many others, that there was strong scientific evidence to be true. And you got to ask yourself, like, why are giants, like, just such a part of the mythology and the religious documentation, the oral traditions of these people, like tribes who've been connected to the land and have had their, like, the daughters of the tribes pass down meticulously these oral traditions, and the secret societies and the mystics, they're all talking about an ancient flood, you know, giants and little people. And then again, in 2003, they found hobbits in Indonesia, you know, 3-foot-tall hominids that lived up until at least 50,000 years ago. So it's a good question, and I don't want to – I see it as just like human nature. Human nature is everybody knows how to sell out and to be involved in an agenda. It's like, I can't bring these things up. I will be perceived as a kook or a nut, you know, if
right.
I'm an anthropologist.
Yeah, and so what we do is we basically – we have a narrative, and whatever doesn't fit in that narrative, I mean, has anybody tried, like, any legal, you know – pursuits. Like, I imagine there would be things like Freedom of Information Act, lawsuits and so forth, to be able to unearth what the Smithsonian really has and what they really know about this, and to try to really get to the truth.
Well, they certainly have the records in their books. I would say, you know, part of the problem is in 1990, the Native American Graves Repatriation Act was passed, NAGPRA, and it basically ordered Native American skeletal remains to be repatriated back in the ground, which I agree with, because they were, like, unlawfully, immorally dug up at every turn by colonists and scientists. So something like 500,000 skeletons have gone back in the ground since 1990. And I understand that, but it leads us to a conundrum where there's a real lack of physical evidence, and you cannot legally dig up a burial mound at this point, which I understand. Once again, I'm not advocating that. I'm just saying it's this unfortunate mystery, because it was just part of common knowledge for so many years. In the late 1800s, every day there was a newspaper article, giant unearthed, display.
Aren't you the guy that, because I know someone did this, they put together hundreds and hundreds of newspaper clippings, historical newspaper clippings, which you can't even really find anywhere, but were you the one that did that?
I did it with a series of researchers, and I know we had L.A. on our show, and I've been in contact with him and worked with him in the past, and we're all coming from the same place. It's just like, you know, you can, at the end of the day, it's like there's a mystery here, and it's just something you can't ignore.
It's amazing. Yeah. When you talk about the varying levels of height, I live near St. Augustine, Florida, so I'm very familiar with the landing of Ponce de Leon, and this was a man that was less than 5 feet tall, and this was in the 1500s. But at the same time, in your book, you make reference to giants being in Florida in that same period of time.
Absolutely.
So tell us about that. So we have, like, you know, these one extreme or the other. So you've got giants, and then, you know, the average man back in that day, the Spanish, you know, men that were coming in were 5 foot tall and shorter.
Well, that's the argument, is that these early explorers, especially the Spanish, were particularly small. So they're looking upon a Native American who was maybe 6.5 foot tall, and they were calling them giants because some Native tribes were particularly large. But the chroniclers talk specifically about this man was 7.5 feet tall, 8 foot tall.
Right, of the actual heights. It wasn't just a perception. All right, another break coming up after this. We'll take some questions. We'll also ask this. What happened to these giants? Do we know? Are they some of them still living on the earth somewhere today? All of that and more right after this. Stay tuned.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit The Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of The Berkey Guy.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
This hour, my guest, Jim Vieira. The book is called Giants. You can pick it up over on Amazon. It's available as a paperback, or you can grab it as a Kindle version as well. And Jim, one of the big questions is, what happened to these giants? I mean, if these were such big human creatures, I mean, why didn't they make it through the generations and are not still living today? Or do you think maybe secretly they are still living somewhere today on Earth?
Yeah, if you read Steve Quayle's stuff, you might think that. I don't know if you're familiar with Steve.
Yeah.
He talks about the Solomon Islands. I mean, one thing I know a lot of your readers are well attuned with the Bible. It basically is portraying kind of a supernatural reality that exists basically in time and space. And so there's a lot of weirdness around this whole subject. I will say, science knows that the Neanderthals were basically bred out of existence. They were absorbed by populations of Homo sapiens. And another thing is, 40,000 years ago, the Denisovans interbred with humans and Neanderthals at the Denisova Cave in Siberia. That's a new find. And the Denisovans, the only physical evidence they have is a piece of a finger bone and two teeth, one of them both enormous, and they took one to the Max Planck Institute and found out it was a new species of hominid, and it was so large they thought it was a cave bear's tooth. So we don't have that anthropological evidence, but that could be the giants. Plus, they also mated with a species X that's part of a genetics that they know it exists through genetics, but they have no anthropological evidence for it. So just like the once again, the hobbits were found on the island of Florensis, Homo floresiensis, in 2002, I believe, in Indonesia. And they basically, you know, were not bred out of existence. They just died off. And when you talk about giants, it's, you know, basically if you listen to Native Americans, they're talking like the late Pleistocene age, like 20,000 years ago, 15,000 years ago, before the Great Flood, giants existed, and their forefathers encountered them in the United States, is what they would tell you. And basically, there was a royal class of Native Americans, many researchers are making the case for, that was kind of the bloodline of the Tall Ones, and they were bred out of existence, but they tried to keep inbreeding this royal class that you see buried in the burial mounds. So I would say, if you know this hypothesis is true, that they were bred out of existence, and that you have kind of one, here and there you have giant people who have pituitary disorders, but what we're trying to point to in the past has basically gone by, and now we have a different anthropological, biological paradigm. That's my take. But, you know, once again, it's just a fascinating mystery, and I think science can actually help lend answers here. You know, I am not at war with science. I just try to drag people to the middle to hear both sides of an argument. So there's, you know, everybody's at the table, basically.
Yeah, you have an interesting take on it because you don't really seem to have any strong positions on it other than here's all the information. What do we do with this? Some questions are coming in. If you have a question, you can send your question in by email, jim@christianmoney.com. Put the city that you're listening in the subject line, or you can join us with a live phone call right now, 877-317-6432, 877-317-6432. Question coming in from Chicago. They want to know, is there anywhere that you could go in the United States today and see these bones on display? I mean, are they totally hidden altogether, or are there some locations, Jim, where you can go see these giant bones?
Yeah, it's illegal to display ancient bones, particularly Native American bones, anywhere, which used to be something that was done regularly in museums. And there were places like in Dickinson, Illinois, actually, from your caller from Illinois or Chicago. It was the Dickinson Mounds, and it was like an open pit that was closed, and you could go in and you could see all these skeletons laid out. They had dug up this burial pit. But once again, that's another frustrating aspect of this is, you know, because the skeptic will say, oh, show me the bones, and I will say, I can't tell you how many respected scientists, you know, like measured this stationary object. The skeletons didn't get up and jump around. We're talking about a stationary object, and everybody knows what the skeleton looks like. You measure the femur, it's 28 inches. It's indicative of like a 9-foot tall human. It's on display. The town's abuzz. And then, you know, we don't know what happened to the bones, and it's a real quandary.
Now, in every case, are these always considered you know, part of the, you know, Native American culture? I mean, because I would imagine that these are in other countries. Does every country take the same hard line that these bones cannot be displayed? I mean, what about getting outside of the U.S. into like Central America, South America? I've understood that the bones are there. Can people see them there?
The laws are somewhat different in other countries. I know. My guess is, or my take is, you know, if we're to see evidence, it would probably come from another country at this point, Central and South America, Ecuador, you know, one of the different countries outside of the U.S. because the laws are a little different. So, once again, I try to investigate the mystery open-mindedly, but I would say, you know, like if you read the book, I don't want to be that guy, but you know, really, if you look at all the evidence.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the book is filled with pictures. It's, I mean, hard to dispute. I mean, that in the news accounts, I mean, going back, you know, a long, long time. Yeah. All right, we've got another break coming up here. After the break, we'll pick it up again, our final segment. Interesting question coming in here from Dallas, Texas, about DNA testing. Has there been any DNA testing? We'll ask Jim that and more after this break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris, and if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy, was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. Our final segment with Jim Vieira. The name of the book is Giants. You can grab it over at Amazon. Jim, do you have a website or anything you want to give out?
Oh, that's a good question. I think my Hugh Newman has a page, Megalithomania, and on Facebook. Hugh runs tours all around the planet, and megalithomania.com. And
or if they just probably Google search your name, which I want to make sure people have the spelling right. I'm pronouncing that right. Vieira, right?
Yes, V-I-E-I-R-A, Vieira. Thank you.
V-I-E-I-R-A.
Yes.
Right. I was thinking there was no extra I in there.
Yeah, you're the millionth customer for that, man. I got to get it legally changed, I think. I'm so sick of it.
V-I-E-I-R-A, folks, if you want to check out his various places on the internet, including I saw some talks on YouTube. All right, questions still coming in. This from Dallas, Texas. Great question, and I know L.A. Marzulli has talked about this before. Of course, I don't have a science background, so I don't really know. You know, can you get DNA from some skeletal remains that are this old? I mean, is it possible, and has that been done, and what did they find out?
Yeah, you certainly could, and I'm sure L.A. has encountered the same difficulty. It's illegal, once again. If anybody's followed the Kennewick Man controversy in like 1998, I believe, maybe a little earlier, some hikers, some young kids found a 9,000-year-old, almost complete skeleton that had Caucasian-like features, Caucasoid, that's it. And at first they thought it was like a 9,000-year-old traveler from another place, but what they found was it was Native American. It was an ancestor of Native Americans. So anyways, scientists had to fight with five different Native American tribes for 20 years to be able to test the skeleton, and they took the DNA to the Max Planck Institute, figured out that it was Native American, and now they're going to rebury it. And I understand the dynamic because Native American, you know, culture has been decimated. Their ways have been disrespected, and they just got the short end of the stick across the board. And a lot of their grave sites were just desecrated and robbed. So they're not too cool about...
Jim, if they did test the DNA on that one skeleton, is there anything they found that would explain the height of these individuals? I mean, do they just have the same DNA as us, but they just have this unexplainable height, or was there something that they found?
Well, no. That the Kennewick Man is 5'11". I'm using that as an example of the illegality in the court battles that take place
okay.
when you try to test the skeleton. So, you know, I can't tell you how many, you know, the head of the Smithsonian in 1897, the head of the Carnegie, you know, Scientific American, verifications of well over 8-foot-tall skeletons from so many different places, and you hunt them down. In the book, I have this picture from 1940, the Morehouse dig in Texas, and the skull you can see is twice the normal size. I contact the Texas Archaeological Research Lab. There's a physical anthropologist analyzed it, did not find a disease condition, you know, and they said they don't no longer have the skull. You know, I talked to the head archaeologist, and he said, "Oh, geez, we got like millions of things to catalog. I can't find the skull is missing essentially." And I find that over and over again, you could say conspiracy.
Yeah, but it just, it does sound questionable. Now, Stockton, California is emailing in here. They want to know, are there any descendants today of these giants? I guess, simplistically thinking, are some of our taller people today maybe distantly connected to these giants? Is there any, you know, any cultures around the world where you have to say, well, I mean, these people aren't giants as we think of them, for example, in your book, but they're pretty big people, and maybe they're a distant cousin of these giants?
Yeah, quite possibly. I mean, it's I would say hidden in plain sight. You know, we all have the same genetic makeup for the most part. We have different, you know, DNA profiles. Some of us have more Neanderthal genes or Denisovan genes. I would say that it's a good question, is what I'll say, because...
Well, you take the actor Ron Perlman, just as an example. You know who I'm talking about?
Hellboy? Yeah.
Yes. I mean, okay, the guy's a great actor, and I've seen him in a lot of different roles. But he just definitely looks like he just doesn't look like everyone else looks. There's something unique about how, especially his forehead and his eyes and all that. I mean, maybe I'm stretching, looking for something here, but wondering, is there maybe a trace of some of these giants still around somewhere or in our culture?
That's a very good point. No, actually you're not stretching it. There are features like massive occiput and huge forehead and sloping forehead associated with like giant warriors. In Dale Dryman, Frontiers of Anthropology blog, if your readers want to go there, he in one of his posts is about a 7-foot former boxer from the Soviet Union who is now a member of Parliament, and you look at his skull and you could see all the different features, like genetically, it'd probably be best to do a genetic test on a live human like that. He seems to be part of this warrior class that was described in so many of these accounts with specific anatomical features that are not basically like the rest of us. And I bet it is, once again, hidden in plain sight. And there are anatomical features that are associated in the literature with what we're talking about, and people today appear to have those same features. So, you know, it is, once again, this wide-reaching, fascinating thing that comes from, there's evidence from so many different angles. And I would just say, you know, with all the ideas here, like, you know, a couple of years ago, they found a 12,000-year-old city in Turkey, Göbekli Tepe, and my friends have studied it. I've studied it. It's a fascinating place, 12,000 years old, 50 times larger than Stonehenge, the most massive megalithic construction in the world, supposedly built by organized hunter-gatherers 12,000 years ago. That would be literally impossible 20 years ago. You'd be mocked for even saying that. And I was saying it 20 years ago that these things exist. And it was in play for 1,000 years, and they buried it. Göbekli Tepe is the name of it. So that has changed the whole archaeological paradigm. And if in 50 years from now, what are we going to look back at and shake our heads and say, wow, you know, this is a reality. This is a reality. There's life on this planet, whatever that is going to change. Every civilization has, you know, actually has been predominantly wrong about what their theories tell them scientifically about the past and about history. What does ours have wrong? That's all I'm looking to answer and to investigate. And because there's some things that change all the time and are clearly wrong, and I believe there are religious documents and other means to answer these questions that get overlooked and marginalized, like, oh, that's a bunch of fairy tales or something like that. Like, why would these people waste their time telling these stories? And with the same consistent themes amongst many religious documents or oral traditions. So I look at it from a comparative mythologist standpoint, where it's like, wow, we are being told an entirely different story than is being told to us by science. That doesn't necessarily mean a cover-up. That means, like, human nature and agenda and academic filtration is set in its ways, and people just don't want to shift. You know, I got to send my freaking kids to college. I don't want to lose my job. I'm not going to bring.
Yeah,
them. I'm not
going to rock the boat. Right. You know? It's almost as bad as like coming out publicly and saying you believe in UFOs and so forth. But this whole issue of like the six fingers, the six toes, it's interesting because if you put that in Google, you will find that there are people today with the six fingers and six toes. I mean, this is not extremely common, but for example, I came up with a hit on Google here. It says top 10 famous people that have extra fingers and toes. And there's like a former Philadelphia Phillies pitcher. There's a musician here. They even claim that Oprah Winfrey would be that. Halle Berry. I don't know if this is how common is it today that someone might have an extra finger or extra toe?
It's not extremely common, but oh, no, there's a guy in Cuba that has 20, he has six fingers, he has 24 digits, just like that biblical passage, the giant of Gath, Samuel 21:20. Why would that be in there? What is, you know what I mean? This giant had six fingers and six toes, 24 digits in all, that's the biblical quote, and then you have, once again, petroglyph sites around the world with six fingers and six toes, giant feet and hands in the American Southwest and other places. So, you know, it seems to add up.
It's still there. And you know, like we've said before, it's, you know, why would it be in the Bible? Why would they give such details like that? And then you find it, you know, turns out to be the case when they find the skeletal remains. Fascinating topic that we will continue to talk about over the years because I'm really interested in it. And I don't really know what the answer is to all this. But Jim Vieira, fascinating discussion. His book is Giants. You can find it on Amazon, paperback, or the Kindle version. Jim, thanks so much for joining us. We'll definitely have you back. Next week, we're off for Memorial Day. We'll be back in 2 weeks with another great program for you. Stay tuned. If it's Sunday night, it's Jim Paris Live. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.